Because it's been a long time since we've done one of these. It's a podcast, Shooting USA podcast, and it can mean only one thing this time of year. It means we're getting ready to go to SHOT Show. Jim Scouten is with me today. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about because it's pretty much all of the things we intend to see next week.
Well, I think everybody knows what SHOT Show is.
Maybe they don't. So. It's the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show.
Right. It happens in Vegas once a year. It is far and away the biggest show of the industry. It is firearms products and things related to firearms.
Yeah.
At one time, there was archery involved. It's no longer there anymore. So it's strictly the new stuff, and only dealers can get in.
That's true. Dealers and media, and we are media.
Plus us.
That's
yes.
That's right.
We're allowed in. So our job is to put together an intensive one-hour whirlwind tour of what is new for 2016. And some of that we don't even know.
Well, we've been doing it for a while, and so we have some preparation in place. We've looked at a few things from some of the big manufacturers, some of the stuff that we're definitely going to find. There are always surprises.
There are several new products coming from our friends at Smith & Wesson. The most recent one, they just dropped the press release on it, is the new 22 Victory pistol.
Yeah, that's an interesting piece. It's been around and in the works for quite a while now, but they're just now bringing it to market.
Well over a year. We shot prototypes a year ago, as did Julie and Jerry, and I think that feedback went into the final product because it's finally coming. Interestingly enough, they cooperated with Volkhortsen during that period, and Volkhortsen is ready with extreme accuracy barrels.
I saw that today, as a matter of fact.
Carbon fiber wrap barrel.
Yeah, very cool.
Apparently easy to change with one screw. You can build this any way you want to for whatever purpose you got in mind. So that's some major news coming from them. We've got new products coming from Colt that we know about. I'm not sure we know all about them, but we know that there's products coming. In fact, we just had a meeting this morning assigning how much we're going after that we know about in 4 days of, we call it running and gunning on the floor, but we're gunning with cameras. So you ready for this?
As always, and as you know, and the audience may not know, this is the most intensive production that we do throughout the year. We will shoot an entire hour show while we're at this event and then turn it around in record time to be on the network as absolutely quickly as possible. The real stumbling block, the real thing that slows us down is the network's requirement. They have to hold the show for 2 weeks before they will run it on air.
That's right.
We deliver this show within 5 days of walking out of the show floor.
So you can't see the inside of our office studio building, but the editors, while we are in Vegas, will be like, you know, doing presses and lifts and getting pumped up and ready to put it together. So really an intensive piece of coordination, and we take great pride in the fact that you will see it literally 3, maybe 4 weeks after it's happened, way before the gun magazines can get the information to you. And about the same time the products, in most cases, are getting into your local gun shop.
So. Right. In addition to that, as we have over the last several years, we'll be podcasting from the Smith & Wesson booth with everybody from Doug Koenig, Julie Golub. I've got Hunter Kale lined up for comments with us. We'll be looking for people as we make our way around the show floor, people of interest, and filling that podcast time. We'll also be talking with representatives from Smith & Wesson, of course, and other manufacturers about new product releases. Anything that's news, we're going to put up on the podcast and the social media feeds, but look for the show because that's where the real news will be.
Well, as some of the folks who have seen the SHOT Show special before know that, you know, we rotate between you, me, and this year, we've got new players.
That's true, too.
So we have Tony Pignato, who has been working with John in match coverage. He will be doing some of these. And we've got a new angle this time. We are using the sponsored pro shooters. That's Julie Golub, Todd Jarrett. Who am I leaving out?
Max Michelle. Yeah, Travis Tomasi. Don't miss that one.
We'll actually have them explain the new product from their sponsor company.
Yes.
Who would know better?
Yes.
So you're going to see some of those pro shooters who have taught pro tips before. They know how to talk to the audience directly, and they'll be talking to you folks in the SHOT Show specials.
Yeah,
it's going to be an interesting change.
Not to mention Adam Paincho from Sig Sauer.
Adam Paincho is now vice president, by the way. Did you see that?
I did. I think that's fantastic.
Vice president of the Sig Academy.
Adam is a lot of information in a little bit of time. So he's always fun to transcribe. Pay attention to Adam. It's a typing exercise.
I put that note into our organizational email that we're expecting a lot of information from Adam in 30 seconds because we've never met anybody who can talk as fast as he does.
Well, when you know the stuff, you know, time is money. That's fantastic. As always, it's a fun trip to Vegas. It's a good opportunity for everybody in the industry to see each other. It's always one I look forward to.
I'm looking over some of the stats. You know, we've got, once again, 1,600 exhibitors.
Yeah, it's big.
From the 10x10 booth, the smallest. They've also got a waiting list of people who are trying to get into the SHOT Show, and there's flatly no room for it. So, 1,600 exhibitors. There is a law enforcement section, which is products aimed specifically at, obviously, our friends in blue. And we've got
12.5 miles of miles.
12 and a half miles. That's a half marathon.
It's a lot.
It's more than a half.
It's
marathon.
It's just shy of 13.1, which is a half marathon. It's big enough, that's for sure.
Are we going to cover all of those miles?
You know, I don't know. I've always threatened and never actually done it to wear a pedometer to see how far
that.
We physically actually walk per day. And I'm honestly a little bit afraid of
surely
because I don't really want to know the number.
There must be an app for that.
I'm sure there is. There's got
to
be.
Somebody tell us about how to get an app. But
it's exciting stuff.
And we cover it all, whether it's obviously new stuff from our sponsors. It's also new stuff from anybody who's making news. We know Ruger right now is making news with this American pistol.
That's an interesting thing. Their version of a polymer striker-fired pistol.
Yeah.
Looking forward to putting my hands on the features they haven't had that
other members of the industry have been touting for the last several years. So also supposed to be compliant with what the Department of Defense is looking for. So it'd be interesting to see. Other than that, it's like, okay, get on the plane and go do it.
Yeah, right. One manufacturer that caught my interest over social media in the last couple of weeks is Cabot. They have acquired a 80-kilogram piece of meteorite, and they've been making 1911 grips out of this material. Well, they are actually undertaking making complete 1911s out of meteorite. So
it's like really hard stuff. Right?
Apparently, they've also put out that they've done the first EDM cut of this material, and to cut the piece of material into two pieces took something like 11 hours. So I'm anxious to get some real insight into this, see this actual material, and see what they've got in place. They're not saying they're going to have actual guns ready. They're going to have some components, and the idea is that they're moving towards unveiling the guns at the NRA convention this year in Louisville.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That's something, right?
Well, there's always the gee whiz stuff. One of the gee whiz factors for me is Winchester is 150 years old this year.
That's amazing.
So they're celebrating by bringing in some very historic Winchesters, which actually have been on display in the, what's the Colorado Museum that I'm trying to think of the name of?
I don't know, blank.
Okay, good.
It's in Colorado, he said.
Yeah, it's in Wyoming.
Oh, well, that helps.
It's out there somewhere, the Buffalo Bill Museum.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're bringing these in, and they'll be on display in the booth. These are intensely engraved and historic pieces. I think they've got one that was, Teddy Roosevelt's or something. But the mind blower is, after all the years of the Italians cloning the 1866 Yellow Boy Winchester and bringing it in for cowboy action shooters, Winchester is reintroducing the 1866 from 150 years ago.
Should be exciting stuff.
And that'll be on sale if you have enough money.
Well, there's something for everyone.
It's going to make the Italians look like a screaming deal.
At all price points.
Nonetheless. So there is the gee whiz factor. It is the SHOT Show. It is, Lord knows, we'll find out, but 50,000 dealer members milling the floor.
Well, it was in excess of 70,000 total attendees last year, and they're expecting it to continue to grow.
So that includes exhibitors as well.
You bet.
All right.
Well, we'll be there, and we'll be appearing, and we'll be recording, and we'll be doing our thing. If you see us, say hi. And if you're not able to be there, listen to the podcast. Check out our social media feeds, shootingusa.com.
Yeah, don't say hi if we're trying to get the explanation of a product done. But as That's soon as it's over, then you can say hi. Okay?
Only if it's Jim on camera. He's the pro.
Oh, yeah.
You can heckle him.
Actually,
none of the others need to concentrate.
If you do come looking for us, you know, like to collect a bill or something, I don't know. We'll be at the Smith & Wesson booth first thing in the morning.
That's right, daily from 9 to 10.
And those will be podcasts with much more famous people.
That's true.
So pro shooters and talking about the new products and the ones that we don't know about yet.
You're right. That'll be exciting. As always, in Las Vegas, we will be there at the 2016 SHOT Show. That's next week, folks. Get your ears on. We'll be doing podcasts and we'll be doing TV. Talk to you all then.